Nicely done, Sean. That's if I'm correct, that is called I took some nitrous oxide in, not by my choice, in Ibiza. Is that what that's called?
Nailed it, Greg. Good job.
Okay, thank you very much. Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you. I just wanted Wiggy to remember it today because he forgot yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good one. I won't forget that one.
Speaking of Wiggy, I didn't notice this, but he brought his notebook out for his lead because he had done some research. And in the Twitch chat, apparently those who were watching the show noticed it's so cute that Wiggy has his name written on his notebook like he is in the seventh grade.
It's really cute. It's
like I put all my notes in here. I mean, all my notes.
Can you show that again to everybody watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube? The front with your name on it. See,
it's actually...
Oh, wait a minute.
It's my son's name.
You stole the notebook from your son.
Yeah, it's his notebook.
Doesn't he need that for school?
Nah, kids don't use notebooks no more. Everything's on an iPad.
You don't have to worry about moving the kids in this weekend like every other parent with a kid in college because they're already there for football, right?
They've been there since July.
That's good.
Something like that, yeah. So
it's that time
easy
of
breezy.
Year. Oh. It is that time of year. Get ready for the U-Haul trucks and the... people from out of state who have no idea where to drive or where to park.
No parking in Southie because everything's going to be, you know, only moving vehicles.
Yep. You know what I did, though? And I don't understand why more parents don't do it. Why do you take so much stuff? Just buy the stuff at, like, Walmart when you're there.
Some people can't afford to do that.
Yeah, no, but what do you need to get? You go into a dorm, it's furnished for you. So all you need is, like, you know, a shower caddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think parents want their kids to have some sort of the comforts of home, and parents want to be a part of the process. And we talked about the mother last week during my lead who wanted to sleep there at college with her daughter, which is a little excessive. But I think parents want to, they like moving their kids in.
All right, bring the comforter set. I don't get why.
People bring photos. Yeah, they bring some
stuff,
food.
You don't need a U-Haul for that kind of stuff. And a lot of the stuff nowadays is, you know, a lot of these furnished apartments, I think a lot of people go too deep when it comes to moving their kids.
Listen, I remember this. It's different. It was different moving Julia in to St. Lawrence and moving Brees in, obviously, to Bentley. Mm-hmm. But Julia had all the, like you brought up the... comforter, had all the, you know, the beautifully coordinated bedding, and Brees had like the Xbox, and Jen bought him like a year's supply of snacks.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit different.
I think you want to make it your own, and the dorm rooms are so sterile. So I had some framed posters that I had hanging. I did have a Lily Pulitzer poster above my bed, and looking back, it was during their nautical theme days, and it said "Get Naughty" NAUTI, and I had my dad hang it above my bed. And looking back on it, maybe I was naive. I didn't think
poor father.
No,
like,
I know
what he went through yesterday should have been enough.
I know, but I apologize because that was inappropriate. I had a boyfriend. I wasn't sleeping around.
Yeah, I understand.
I still have it hanging in my childhood bedroom now.
You do? It's back there now?
Yeah, my parents brought it when they moved and hung it up. So
you are a real life TV movie character.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know those movies we all watch, like Mean Girls, where the kid goes to school and college and has their room set up and their parent, and then when they go back home, it's the same room. You're that real life character like that.
I don't know if that's a compliment that he's paying you.
No, it's pretty cool. You see on movies and the parents don't change the room. The girl's married with kids and they come back to her same apartment and she's still got up her, you know, Britney Spears poster in her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will get to They Said It coming up, and we will certainly discuss what Jacoby Brissett said yesterday afternoon on this radio station about being the week one starter for the New England Patriots. Won't be Bailey Zappi.
No.
The Zappi era is over.
That's it.
So we'll get to that coming up.
We'll miss you, Zapp.
My lead quick. I saw this. The Denver Gazette wrote about it last night, and I thought, it's team building time.
Mm-hmm.
People may be back in the office finally, and some manager is going to put together some exciting team building event so everybody can get out and get to know each other. And this is unfortunate what occurred in Colorado last Friday where there were 15 coworkers who created a team-building event in which they would scale a mountain in Colorado, Mount Shavano, which is about 100 miles southwest of Denver. The summit is over 14,000 feet. And while they were scaling the mountain, one of their coworkers fell behind. And he ended up doing the last leg of the climb himself. He ended up making it to the top, but he got lost on the way down and was somewhat alarmed to learn that every other one of his coworkers had left the mountain without waiting for him to to get down. Unfortunately, they had left some stuff along the path while climbing so that they could all find their way down. Mm-hmm. And on their way down, they took all the stuff that look at Courtney's face. They took all the stuff that they had left there as a guidepost to getting home with them. So the poor fella was stuck on the his cell service didn't work, so he was stuck on the mountain for the entire night.
Jesus.
Until they could send search and rescue out to get him the next morning. They finally rescued him off of the mountain at 10 a.m. the next morning on a stretcher, and he was hospitalized. Mm. So I just, if you could, tell me everyone at work hates you without telling me that everybody at work hates you.
Who would be the person we'd leave on the mountain?
I wouldn't leave anyone.
He's not here this week. How awkward is it at work the next day?
No, you have to quit your job.
Really?
You quit, and then you probably sue for, mental damage moving for PTSD. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine?
I mean,
that's
it doesn't
insane.
Seem very, like, yeah. You're, aren't you there to build team camaraderie?
Yes.
And, all for the team? There's mm-hmm. no I in team? Like, and they leave the guy behind at the top of the mountain without any way to get back down? Like, that doesn't bode well for the future when it comes to what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. There's that one employee, though, that, it could be me. It's always that one employee, let's leave him at the mountain.
It doesn't seem right to me.
Maybe he goes all George Costanza and says, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to walk around here and you guys are going to deal with it. That's funny, though, left him at the mountain.
I mean, it wasn't funny to him.
No.
But it was probably funny to everyone.
Poor guy.
What do you think he said the next day?
That's what I'm wondering. When he showed up for work, he's like, guys.
You
hello?
Mother.
Hello.
Who left me there?
You would not go back to that office.
I don't think you would.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think you would. All right, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with an update on what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Zappe era has come to an end as he is part of the 16 players released by the Pats yesterday. Other players of note, running back Kevin Harris, who had that touchdown in the final preseason game, so I know Greg and I were both surprised by that cut. And kicker Chad Ryland. The Sox get a win. They end their five-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over Toronto. Another one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Bayo getting the start opposing Chris Bassitt. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Will Fleming, and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
So, Wiggy, you played in the NFL.
Yep.
You won a Super Bowl in the NFL. You know better than anybody. Cuts officially made.
Yep.
And so this morning, I am guessing you mentioned this a little bit yesterday, Jerod Mayo shows up and will tell those guys who his starter week one is going to be so that they can prepare. Correct.
Yes. That I would imagine whether it's 7 a.m. or 8 o'clock, there'll be a team meeting. And in that team meeting, he'll say, Here's where we're going with our starting quarterback situation, and that will be the quarterback that we start in week one. Okay. And then he'll come out and he'll obviously tell. When doesn't he speak to the media today at some time?
I don't know about that, Charm. Is Gerard Mayo speaking today?
Yeah, I believe Gerard Mayo is speaking at 1:15 this afternoon.
Okay.
So that's when we'll get it.
We will probably have that live on the radio station during Jones and Keefe. Is there any chance that it's Drake May? Like, give me a percentage on. It seems like everybody is resigned to the fact that it's going to be Jacoby Brissett.
See, I'm so confused and back and forth. Him saying that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett leads me to believe there's a chance it could be Drake May.
And Gerard Mayo is going to have to tell the media at 1:15 because at 1:45 the media has access to the locker room to interview players. So going in there where Jacoby and Drake will both be, I think that is an indication that there will be an announcement with Gerard.
Okay, all right.
Signature Farms Boneless Chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breasts or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 70 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Austin. The high today is 88.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.